real thing! Yeah! Hello again. We're back on the air again.
Yep. Here we are.
Now we found out we had a bad cable. So now the cable is all fixed.
Yep.
I think, well, not fixed. Well, it's working, but not working.
It's just
saying. And that's it. Still not working?
I don't know.
Well, put that shit on. Let's hear it.
Somebody give us a call and just go on and have some fun here. Just stop with the stress and let's have some fun. Just go on.
That's right. Have a good time.
Stop playing with the buttons. I'm going to smack you like a red-headed stepchild.
Before I take your... Never mind.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I can't. So.
Can you play the song again?
What?
Can
I play it again?
Yeah, play it again.
Sure. I can play it again. I'll play it all day long. It's a great song. You ready?
Tell everybody what it is.
This is Geneva, who made us a song. And it's a great song. It's our new opener. Once you decide to start, why is it starting?
Why is it playing?
Let's go. It's moving, but I don't hear nothing.
Hold on. They're on.
Are you kidding?
I don't know why this... Hold on. Try it again. Oh, it would help if I plugged the fucking thing in, right? Yeah. It would help. That's totally my mistake today. Yep, here we go. Here we go. That's my new thing now.
Stop.
Hey, it's my new thing.
Stop playing with your fucking thing.
I can't go.
I mean, freaking thing.
I can't do the other thing anymore. No, I'm an ass.
I know I'm an ass.
Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, everybody. We're back again.
Yeah, we'd like to thank the bad cable in our life.
Yes, the bad cable. This is why I wanted to buy a backup, and I didn't. See? Stupid move of mine. Actually, you know what we could do? I don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So, how was your weekend?
It was great. I wanted everybody to hear that great song that Geneva came.
That was an awesome song. Yes, it was.
The jingle that she did for us.
That was unbelievable.
We're probably going to have to call Scotty back later in the
show. Yeah, we'll call him back.
Hopefully. And we can do a redo.
Right.
Yeah.
On that.
Exactly. You know, that was bad. You know what I mean?
He lives the life I'd love to live.
He lives a great life.
Yeah,
he,
right?
he really does live a good life.
I'd love to have to answer to nobody and come and go as I please and do whatever the heck I wanted to.
No. So
listen, my nipple was really hurting on that one.
Yeah.
It really was.
I can imagine.
I'm getting on my hands and knees. I'm on the floor. I'm doing da-da-da.
Right. So, you know? So.
It's on.
Oh, good? Yeah.
Yes.
We're good. Anyway, so Scotty, we're going to call him back a little later because a lot of you missed the interview, and we'll give him a shout back in a little while. We're going to get a phone call from Johnny Lang. He's on his way to Sturgis himself right now.
Yep.
Johnny Lang is with Strip Club Choppers. So he will be joining us in a few minutes. And maybe I should tell him to call now. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. While the plug is still working.
While the plug is still working. We got a bad plug.
And so Dawn has to now suffer and listen to the whole entire show. And if the plug wiggles and jiggles, she has to wiggle and jiggle it back.
Yeah, I mean, we always, yeah.
Sorry, I don't mind watching her wiggle and jiggle.
Me neither.
Hey, you keep your eyes over there, buddy.
Hey, his eyes can go wherever they want. Mine are going in the same direction.
Oh, my God, let's all watch Jiggly Poos.
I'm just saying. What is today? Today's July 24th.
Today is July 24th.
Anything happen? It's a Monday. History?
The what?
I don't know. What happened on this day? Anything good?
I think last year me and Dawn had sex on the lawn. Hold on.
Dawn, was it good?
Mr. Johnny Lang, how are you, sir?
I'm good, my friend. I'm good.
Yeah, we found out we have a bad wire going from our mixing board to our camera.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to start the show all over again, pretty much.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's all right.
How are you, sir?
I'm good, my friend. I'm very good. How are you? What are you, in Facebook jail or something?
I'm in Facebook jail, yeah, because, you know, I went to Chicago last week, And they did a show from here, logged into my Facebook page, and as they're doing a show, I'm sharing the show from Chicago. So Facebook was like, so where are you? Are you in New York or are you in Chicago? So they said, you know what? We're going to shut you down, and that's it. So that's what happened. But I'm till July 31st, so...
I've been in there a couple. I've been in Facebook jail a couple times, so I know how it is.
So now, what did they? What did they do for you for that? I mean, what? Or what did you do to cause you? Was it because of the girls, or was it because of the sharing?
I think it was one of each one time.
Sharing the girls?
I didn't know that you know, I had some ones, if they perceive them to be nude, even if you have some kind of a blocking on, you know what I mean, on their breasts or whatever, then that's the perception of nudity. So they got me for that once. And then one time I was sharing a bunch way back in the early days, and they were like, you're sharing too much. You're shut down.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So now... Now we have to limit it. So, so Johnny, are you in Sturgis now? Is he there?
No.
I'm in Wisconsin, where I grew up, and taking a little break before Sturgis. Last week was Muskegon, and that was really good. And so that show went off without a hitch. It was like the biggest crowd they ever had.
Wow!
So that was fantastic. And then I was. Came over to Wisconsin, take a little time off. I mean, I never take time off, really, but coordinating delivery of product to Sturgis and coordinating the placement of our three locations, which I believe I sent you a flyer on that. We'll have three locations in Sturgis. We'll have the Glencoe. We'll have the Buffalo Chip, where I personally will be, and then we'll have one downtown Sturgis on LaSalle and Junction. So three locations so that all our customers and our fans can stop by and say, hey. And then I think I shared too. I'm debuting the Trailer Park Trike.
Nice,
debut.
I love it. I love it. You sent me those pictures, man. I was like, I love it, and I love those rims. I gotta get those.
Oh, those rims are beautiful, man.
They are really beautiful.
That's that thing was a trike that I bought from a franchise, and then I basically sent it up to my buddy Justin at InFocus Audio. And I sent him parts, and he gets all the credit in the world. He redid that thing because he builds, big wheel baggers all day long, and he does stereo systems all day long. I just sent parts up to him. He did it, to give him full props on it, you know what I mean?
Right.
He did a fantastic job. It was all his, his ideas, and he's like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I'm like, have at it, brother. You build bike, you build big wheel baggers every day. You build, massive sound systems.
Yeah.
That thing is going to be so loud. It's got four subwoofers in there.
Multiple
amps, my God.
All built inside the deck.
Wow.
And, front end and the rear end are on airbags, so the deck drops to the ground.
Sweet.
And it's going to be interesting. So it's I haven't even seen it. I've only seen pictures of it. It's on a semi. It's being delivered to Sturgis. My buddy Johnny Mac from Johnny Mac's Chopper House. He owns a trucking company. So it was funny. My franchise out of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Billy, he ran up to New Hampshire on Saturday night and picked up the bike Sunday morning and drove it back down to Philly for me Sunday night. That's what a good friend that guy is.
Yeah,
you know?
Awesome.
You ain't kidding.
And he delivered it there, and they loaded it up Monday morning.
Right.
And it's semis on its way to Sturgis right now. And we will be debuting it at the Buffalo Chip. So I just want to give everybody full credit for what they did to help me get that done.
Excellent.
You're so good that way.
Yeah, man, excellent.
And people are like, Johnny, you didn't build that. I go, no, I didn't. But I will sell you a T-shirt.
No shame there.
And they're like, they're confronting me. I'm like, no, I posted it all over Facebook. Who built it? I'm not hiding nothing, brother. Okay.
I did
design and manufacture all the parts, and I own all the trademarks, but there's guys better at that stuff than me. So why not let them do it and give them all the props in the world?
Exactly. Yeah. And you tell them, listen, if you're good, I'll let you sit on the bike. If you're real good, you can win the pole.
Right.
Oh, man. So can I ask, I don't know if you had said this earlier because I was in my clusterfuck mode before, but how long does it usually take you to do a custom bike like that, with all that?
Well, like I said, that one was an existing trike that we modified extensively. He got it last November. Okay, he got it last November,
uh-huh.
And now he did. You know, he worked on it when he could. It was kind of a promotional deal where I'm going to help, you know, promote his company, and he did a lot of work, basically for the parts. So he's a very, very busy guy. You know, he's got a lot of bike builds on his plate and stuff. So he did this as a favor to me, and he doesn't have a chance to get out on the road. So it's going to help people know about him and all his great work that he does. And, you know, like I said, I don't build bikes. You know, I manufacture parts and we sell clothes, and, you know, we're out there entertaining. And there's other guys that's what they want to do, and they're good at it. They're not good at it. They're great at it. And they, that's their specialty, and that's what they do, you know, and they don't have the opportunity to go out on the road. So I do, so I can go out there and help promote him.
Right.
Let people know about him. You know, they can still see all my parts and utilize the parts on the build and stuff. So it's kind of a win-win situation, you know. But a bike build generally takes, you know, at least 6 months, you know, to build a bike from the ground up.
Right.
Because when you build a bike, you got to build it twice, you know, if you're starting frame up, you know.
Right.
Because you build a bike once, you make sure everything fits correctly. Then you basically disassemble the bike and you paint, powder coat, chrome, whatever you want to do, whatever finish you're going to do, and reassemble the entire bike.
Wow,
and then,
so it's like twice.
You know,
and hope you don't scratch anything.
That's the correct way to build a bike.
Wow.
You know,
and hope you don't, like Randy said, hope you don't scratch anything.
That's exactly it. You know, that's why you build it twice, so that you can make sure all the fit is correct, the tolerances are correct, you drill all the holes that you need, you do all the welding that you need. You know, that's how you did it. We built a lot of bikes from the ground up when I worked at the ranch. We made our own frames.
Wow.
So it doesn't get any more basic than that, you know.
Yeah.
So
that really, I mean, yeah, that really.
So, you know, and like I said, I didn't build them. I was there. I was the, you know, sales director, the road dog, did all the marketing, did all the sales, did all that kind of stuff. Helped on some design stuff, but there's guys way better building bikes than I am. And you don't want me welding nothing for you because it'll fall apart.
So, I'm the same way. Don't worry.
Just keep it real, man.
We don't even let Johnny touch wrenches.
I'm not allowed to touch my own bike. Imagine.
Right.
That's why we call Randy the wrench and right. Johnny.
I'm more of a shade tree mechanic, you know, just to be honest with you. So.
Well, we can't even let Johnny touch a wrench. He does damage when he gets a wrench.
I don't even think Johnny knows what a wrench is.
I'm a backseat mechanic, man.
He knows just enough to be dangerous.
He's a supervisor. He's a supervisor.
That's right.
But he doesn't know what.
How's that big weight loss challenge going?
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, we need to weigh the boys in. We need to do that.
Get to weigh him in today, huh?
Yeah.
Today's the day.
Today's the day because, awesome. Let's see, when awesome. Johnny was in Chicago, last Monday, he kind of, like, missed that. And conveniently, the week prior, forgot the scale.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
So we have 2 weeks of, like, really no weighing. And,
right. That's more than that.
Bobbing and weaving.
And, right? I think Rod was actually winning the weight loss challenge.
Yeah, it was.
Was. We don't know.
Oh, my God.
We don't know what's going to happen, but I got to get to the event page just to see what the last weigh-in was.
Anyway.
Done talking with you, he's going to talk to you for a long time.
Johnny, where are you going
I'll be until 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, God.
You know, you were in Michigan when I was in Chicago. I was like, on the way home, I was like, how cool would it be to see that strip club chopper trailer in one of the rest areas on the way home.
right.
That would have been fantastic.
I shot through Chicago on my way up over here. Because I live up by Milwaukee. I grew up up here. So,
oh, okay.
I shoot through Chicago.
I did learn something about Chicago. There is no shooting through Chicago. It's sitting through Chicago in a lot of traffic.
Yeah, well, you got to time it right. If you time it right, you know, if you go through in the middle of the day and, like, that helps, or on a Sunday or a Saturday, that helps, you know. And if you're on the interstate, that helps, too, you know.
So, oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, all those things.
I had to go to Al Bundy's house while I was down there.
All righty, then.
He's like, whoa, look at the time.
You didn't go into any motorcycles.
I went to Harley Davidson.
Oh,
that was
deal.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know. Hey, I got a T-shirt out of that.
Yeah.
You got a T-shirt?
It looks like I'm going to have to send you guys some more clothes. I see you wearing the same shirt over and over.
I love this. You know, I got to tell you, I love
He hasn't the strip taken
club.
It off
I
yet.
Love it. I love these shirts so much. I wear them all the time.
I know. I can tell. Every time I see you, you're wearing the damn thing. I'm going to have to send you some more so you got some different styles to choose from.
Hey, you know what? Feel free. I would love it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You can send
me serious. I'm serious. I'm going to put together another pair care package tomorrow. I got to ship some stuff tomorrow. So Now, is it going to be a 2X or a 3X?
It's still going to be a 3X for now.
For me, it's a 2X.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll let me type 2X.
You know what?
And just by the way, I'm a 3X too.
You know
well,
what?
Well, I'm just saying, you can have all of Johnny's old 3X clothes, so you should really send him 2X, so he has to fit in.
That's
that.
What I was just going to say.
He's motivated then.
Yeah,
motivated.
Get him motivated, because then I'll, you know, when he sees his own, you know, what do they call them? Man boobs?
Yeah.
And the 2X, he'll want to do some more exercise while he's losing the weight.
Yeah, Rod's a 2X like I'm a bike mechanic, right?
Dude, you would be surprised.
Yeah, he is.
You know what? I will take everything 2X because that's going to push me to get this weight off. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I got a lot of people out there that are rooting me on, and they really hate Johnny, so I'm all for the 2X.
But when I call him next time, I'll be in Sturgis.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, good.
Yes, that's going to be fantastic.
I'll be in Sturgis. And don't forget my bike show, the World's Sexiest Bagger Show, is Wednesday in Sturgis in the middle of the week. So that's going to be awesome. It's at the Buffalo Chip. We'll be doing the official debut of the trike, but the trike will be at my booth all week long. We'll be doing some video on it. I think I'm going to shoot a poster while I'm out there with all three of the bikes, the Bagger, the Chopper, and the trike. So,
excellent. I can't wait to Biketoberfest when you shoot a poster with me and Rod on the back of the bike.
Right, yeah. Well, it's got airbags on, so we can
have it. You might want to get some, like, tractor-trailer airbags with us, too.
Right.
It's got that air suspension, man. You just pump that up to, like, I don't know, 80 PSI.
I don't know. Randy's over there shaking his head like that might not do it.
What we could do is we could put a couple of chairs up on there, and you could do the radio show from the back of the trike. How's that?
There you go.
There you go.
That'll
be fantastic.
Be cool. You can always just drop a couple cement blocks underneath to make sure it doesn't hit the ground.
No, that's good. All right, stop stalling. Say goodbye to Johnny Lang so we can get you on the scale. Yes, you are.
We are coming out there to do a show from while you over there in Daytona. Ormond Beach, wherever it is.
Yep. Biketoberfest.
Biketoberfest, yeah. In Daytona.
Yeah, that's October.
I know.
Okay.
Are you going to stall all the way to October?
Bob and Weave.
He's stalling. Mr. Lang, he's stalling.
I see. I think he is. I think I hear a scale calling his name.
Oh, boy.
So do I.
All right, Johnny. Thanks for calling
the show.
You guys
have a great night.
That's good, Johnny.
That's Johnny Lang from Strip Club Choppers. Go check him out. He's all over the country in all the big bike events. Check him out in Sturgis next week. No, 2 weeks.
Now.
Why are you in Sturgis? Not there yet?
Next week.
Next week you'll be in Sturgis.
Yep. Next week I'll be in Sturgis. So come on out there and check us out. And stop by our booth at the Buffalo Chip or the Glencoe Campground or downtown Sturgis.
Wow.
Sweet.
Excellent.
Three spots.
Everybody.
All right, you guys have a great night.
Thank you, Johnny. You
bye-bye
too.
Bye-bye now.
All right, let's stop
all
the
right,
bullshit.
Let's start.
All right, get your ass on the scale.
All right, I'll go first. I know I'm not going to be happy with this.
All right. Well, I don't know. Drum roll, please.
Dawn can't. I don't want to go near the camera.
We don't want Dawn going near the camera. Yeah. Hold on. Well, now, Rod's last weigh-in on June 26th was 317.2. He started at 327.
Fat bastard.
Turn around so nobody can see your butt.
Well, I got to get on the scale.
Well, turn it sideways. You know how to go sideways, right?
There we go.
All right. Yeah, face Randy so he can validate the scale weight.
325.7.
Holy shit!
Oh, my God. He went up.
Wow.
You're almost at your same starting weight, Rod. That's very disappointing.
Okay, I got to squeeze by you.
Wait.
Good luck with that.
I'll put my penis on your back. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Oh, did you feel a tip? Hold on.
Was that a little worm?
What? Oh, and his man boobs hit me, too, in the head.
He's taking his shoes off.
No. Johnny's starting weight. His last weigh-in on June 26th was 293.5 pounds. That was Johnny's last weigh-in, June 26th. What do we got? Randy is the official referee. Don't get too close to his manhood.
Wow. 278.
278.
What did that say?
Get the fuck out.
What did that say?
278.
Holy fucking shit.
No way.
He gained, you lost.
I'm surprised.
Good going, Johnny.
Wow.
Well,
Fenton's daughter had to put two more holes in his belt.
Fenton may get his wish and see Rod in a pinup outfit by September 9th.
He must have been on a starvation strike for the last week and a half.
He hasn't eaten in half a day. He actually has.
Yeah, no, I think he hasn't eaten in like 2 weeks.
My penis again.
God.
Oh, God.
All right. To all you haters out there.
Right. Can you subtract 278 from 293.50? Who's got a calculator? That's a lot.
To all you haters out there, Mr. John Frew, why don't you give us a call? Yeah?
So, yeah, John. Well, he started. No, Johnny's actual starting weight at the start of the contest was 300 pounds, we'll say. Right now, he presently is 278.
Right.
Okay, Rod
That's
started.
That's 22 pounds.
How?
That's 22 pounds.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If you started at 300, 278 is 22.
Right. Well, I understand that.
I thought you asked me to do math.
I am. And Rod.
So, wait.
Rod,
Angie like Bean, why don't you call math in?
Hold on. Huh? Rod started at 327.2, and now he is back to 325.7.
Fat bastard.
Yeah.
He went down 10 pounds, and now he gained another 8. So technically.
That's right. We'll see what Johnny does next week.
2 to 25. Oh, my freaking God.
It's okay.
But why do you still look fatter than him?
I don't. My belt? Did we not have to make another notch in my belt? We did.
I'm going to get. Dawn, did you see that on that show?
How tall are you?
On huh? that got a TV show, that belt that's like
You're
a ratchet.
5'11".
It's like a zip tie for guys, and they put a buckle on it. I don't know if anybody saw that infomercial.
Oh, yeah.
As seen on TV.
Right.
There's no holes in it.
Right.
It's like a perfect belt.
Mm-hmm. It
it's
is.
For
it's
strangling
like one of those,
people, too.
You know.
But, yeah.
Those zip ties you can reuse.
I know. It's a reusable zip tie for you men.
Oh, women. Women can wear a
it's
zip tie belt.
It's an ugly belt. I wouldn't wear that shit.
Exactly.
Sorry. You know what I mean? I wouldn't do it.
No, mine's got to be leather and heavy duty.
Exactly.
Leather and heavy duty. All right. So we
you
did the fat
that.
We did the fat boy challenge.
Yes. Beating his fucking ass, right?
We'll see.
Yeah, you're so lucky.
No, you almost caught up with me cuz I'm down at like 271, 72.
Yeah, but you had an excuse to lose a lot of weight.
I do?
Yeah.
Angie Bean. Food. Where's Angie Bean?
She's all pissed off at me.
Why is she mad at you?
Cuz I fucked up.
How?
Because he gained
weight. Because he got fat.
Yeah, because I went out to dinner with you twice.
It doesn't matter. He went out to dinner with Dawn.
That's not an excuse. What did I have for dinner last night?
What did you have for dinner?
Yeah, had a salad.
You had a salad.
That's right.
And what did I have for dinner?
No, I don't have any clue.
I had a salad.
Oh, did you?
I had steak tidbits.
and how much of that bread did you eat?
Are we listening to this banter?
Well, you see, I didn't eat any of that bread at all.
No.
Okay? Or any of that stuff you guys were
schmopping
on it or anything. So all I had was a salad, period. That's all I had.
All right.
Well, and I had
all right,
potato,
all you pansies, this is a freaking motorcycle show. Shut the hell
up. Oh, here
up
we
now.
Go.
Right.
The diet part is over. That is it. Done.
Right.
So next 2 weeks.
Yeah,
two weeks
now.
2 weeks to weigh you in again.
You're just going to forget the scale next time again.
Can we go to commercial break, or is that not working?
We can. I mean, well, you know, I got up and I hit the freaking wire.
Don't hit
even.
A wire.
Oh,
that's just his headset.
Oh my God.
Yeah, a little to the right.
Oh.
All right.
We're going on a commercial break here because
not yet.
We're not?
We're so professional here, aren't we?
We so are not.
Yeah.
This guy.
We so are not. No, it actually isn't.
No.
I'm not going to say which one it was.
Oh, I know which one
that
was.
But you also weren't here that show either.
Okay.
That I was sweating on that one.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
3 minutes.
Hi, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Be sure to view Strip Club Chopper's full line of men's and women's motorcycle clothing and accessories coming to a motorcycle rally near you. New for 2017 is the Strip Club Baggers clothing line. Check out their website at stripclubchoppers.com.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You know, it's that time of the year again, guys. Bikes are all checked out, your buds are all contacted, the ride is about to begin. If you got that perfect cigar, If not, head over to Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco in Medford, New York. Cruise on over to Goodfellas Cigars and find that cigar for your life. Or stick around and enjoy the relaxing atmosphere in their lounge with plenty of room for everybody to hang. Guys, check them out. Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco. Open every day at 9 a.m. They're located at 2215 Route 112, Medford, New York. Their phone number is 1-631-714-5900. Or check them out on the web, goodfellascigarsny.com.
I've been riding these long on roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love it.
With Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, who do we got?
Hey, it's Biker Bob.
Hey, Biker Bob, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. What's shaking, buddy?
Oh, all good, man, all good. You know, we had a little problems earlier, but the show is rolling now, brother. So what's happening out there, brother?
There you go. Everything's cool. Everything's good here, man. I just called in to tell you about the big blowout in Wisconsin this coming weekend, the 27th, 28th, and 29th.
Right.
The summer twister, 33 years strong and running.
Wow.
Nice. What do you call it?
The summer twister.
The summer twister.
It's
okay.
The summer twister. It was originally the Vietnam Veterans, the Wisconsin Vietnam Veterans Motorcycle Club summer twister. It started on a little farm just east of my place 33 years ago.
Wow. Oh, nice. That's kind of like a Woodstock kind of a thing.
Yeah, it started out as like 10 bikers, Vietnam vets, three old ladies, a bunch of drinks, and a bunch of loud music.
That's great.
Gotta have the drinks.
Now it has moved. Now it's moved to a campground with approximately, I would say, somewhere between 800 and 1,000 campers.
Nice. That must be a good
drinking
time.
Drinking starts on the 27th, goes till the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Pay at the gate. No guns, no idiots.
Right.
It's now run by the Wisconsin chapter of the Leathernecks Motorcycle Club.
Okay.
10 bands.
Mm.
$50 gets you in the gate in advance, $60 at the door. All you can drink, a semi-trailer with beer taps all the way down the side.
Wow.
All you can drink, 5 bands.
Yeah.
Includes camping. Campgrounds are full of naked chicks and naked dudes if you're one of those guys that like naked dudes.
We'll pass on that part.
And for the last 13 years, Biker Bob himself and his brothers have put on big sexy strip and slide, which is a 60-foot piece of plastic where we encourage people to take their clothes off and slide. Probably over 1,000 served by now.
Nice.
Yes.
I will send you pictures next week.
Okay, that would be great. Thank
and
you.
We do body stamps on the girls. We have decals.
Right.
It's a pretty big deal.
Cool.
Sponsored by my brother's bike shop, Fuel Moto. They're the big twin guys here. They build a great big monster motor.
Right.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Wow.
He sponsored it. Yeah.
That sounds like a great time.
Did you incorporate any cheese in that?
Hey, here's my problem, though. I want to send cheese. I don't know how. you know what my old lady told me? My old lady said, if you're going to send them folks cheese, you got to go to a cheese hut.
Yeah.
Now, a cheese hut is a little bit yuppie for an old farm boy from Wisconsin.
Okay.
I mean, if I can't buy it from the milkman, I ain't getting it. But I did see they have some really weird flavored cheeses at the gas stations now, but they won't ship it. I've asked the little girls there. I've been real nice to them.
Right.
Even offered them a ride on my bike.
Really? And they said no to you?
They don't want to kill anybody.
Do they have cheese at the gas stations?
They sell cheese everywhere in Wisconsin. It's like when you go to Vegas, there's the slot machines in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
If you get to the right part of Wisconsin, you can get cranberry-flavored cheese.
I want it all.
Because,
wow.
You know, Wisconsin is big on cranberries and big on cherries. So.
Oh, man. I got to go to Wisconsin.
Cherries.
That's excellent.
So
I got to get there.
So, Jeff, you were in Chicago and wouldn't ride four hours north to visit with me, or what?
What? Say that again?
I said you were in Chicago.
Right.
You only had to ride 4 hours north. You could have been sitting in my goddamn living room.
Oh, I know, right? We went to a damn rock festival and we were stuck there.
You should have made it. You should have made it for this coming weekend, because this party in Burnwood, Wisconsin, at the Wildlife Campground, is something to see. It's the biggest bike blowout in Wisconsin.
Really?
When this thing gets rocking, I'm telling you what. Campgrounds full of naked people, drinking, music, drinks. What could be better?
Everywhere. But you know, I will tell you, Bob, I went to Al Bundy's house. Okay, that's what I did.
Oh, big whoop.
Did you?
Whoop. There's no comparison to this. I have a visual right now, and I'm really tempted to leave Long Island and go to Wisconsin.
Ah, yes.
But I can't.
I'm telling you, hey, parties don't last 33 years because they're no good.
Exactly.
This is the 53rd one. We've been doing the naked slide, setting up the naked slide there for 13 years.
Oh, my that's God. Great. That's awesome.
And the crowd has changed. I mean, The women from the clubs would slide into their 50s. We've had women slide from the age, you had to be 21 to get in.
Mm-hmm.
From 21 to 70, we've had them all.
Wow.
Nice.
And it is a blast. It is an absolute blast.
I'm sure it is.
I would like to say it's the most fun that you could have your clothes on, but we prefer you not to have your clothes on.
I agree.
If you go online, the Summer Twister, you can actually hit a link. They have a link that says slide. That's Big Sexy Stripper Slide. That's Biker Bob right there.
Mm-hmm. I posted the link on our feed for everybody.
Right. We're going to be selling T-shirts. We got decals. Decals free. You know, Big Sexy Stripper Slide decals. We lay them on the table. They're free.
Right.
We encourage people to have a good time. We feed them some shots. You know, last year's encouragement, we went through a gallon and a half of apple pie.
Sweet. Boom.
How do you go through a gallon and a half of apple pie?
Apple pie is a drink.
Oh, the drink.
Right.
The drinking kind. Not the edible.
We have been known at night during the bands to carry a bottle of Jack Daniels down and turn it loose in the crowd.
Oh, nice.
It comes all the way across. They never make it.
Since we're on the subject with T-shirts, I'll take a 2X, and Rod needs a 3X.
I'll take a 3X.
A 2X, is that before or after you win the competition?
I'm winning this shit, man. Did you hear?
Yeah, I
lost 22 pounds. I'm beating his ass right now.
Hey, I lost 31 pounds since January.
All right,
good
man.
For you, good Bob. For you. That's beautiful.
And I wasn't even a fat guy.
Awesome, man.
But listen, great.
Bob, yeah, thank you for calling the show. And I want everybody to go check out Bob's Joke of the Day.
Biker Bob's Joke of the Day.
Definitely funny stuff. It's
a great, great group. And you laugh your ass off on everything that's on there.
That's right. And we're lady friendly. We protect the women. There's been a couple of rants today about that. Guys getting nasty with women on there. I call them out.
Right.
You got to love it.
Right.
I've had a bunch of people ask if I would start doing YouTube videos with the rants. And that may happen.
Right.
If I can free some time up, that may happen. But if you really want to see a good rant, want to see what non-politically correct stuff can be, stuff like when you were a kid that your old man would have said, you're going to like love Biker Bob.
Mm-hmm. We love you, so that's great.
And thank you for all your support, Bob. We really appreciate it. And we're behind you all the way.
I will send you some pictures.
Yes, please.
You'll see what happens next weekend. Anybody out there that's in Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, well, we'd love to have you. We've had people as far away as Australia, New York, Alabama, you name it, they've been there.
Mm. Excellent.
So,
we want to put an invite to anybody out there. Come and have a good time in Wisconsin. We'll teach you how to drink.
I'm there, man. I'm there. I can't wait. Teach me, please.
Yeah.
Force feed me, right?
Yeah.
No, all right, Bob. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. It was good talking to you. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye now.
Right. Yep, bye.
So, Biker Bob wants to teach you how to drink and slide naked.
All of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist.
We gotta finish our commercials.
My share of the tragic results.
Take the dick thing, the plug out of the hole.
All commercials. Back on again. We're having one of those shows, folks. Well, I'm gonna make a phone call back. Someone was calling us.
It was Gus.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm going to call you Gus.
Calling you right back.
I'm going to make sure the commercials are over first, though.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find them. Imagine this. Hey, here we go. So, stop that. Ba-ba-ba-ding.
He's figuring stuff out. And then when we're done with Gus, Rod's going to do his cigar porn review, ladies. I mean, his cigar review.
Oh, yes.
Get ready for that.
Can't wait. All right, let's give Gus a call. No thanks. Call. Okay, hold on. Wait. I got to ask him about his last name.
I'm telling you, it's not real.
We'll find out.
He's a rock star. That's his rock star name. Seriously, it is.
Hello?
Hey, is this Gus Pohl from Strip Club Choppers? East?
Yes, it is.
What's up, buddy? Motorcycle Mayhem Radio calling you back.
What's going on, buddy?
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Love seeing you guys wearing this stuff, and thank you guys for always representing us.
Yeah, man. Always. Always. I gotta ask you a question. Is that your real last name, or is that just coincidence that you got strip club choppers, and your last name is Pohl, okay? Is that a coincidence, or is that real?
No, it's just a coincidence.
Wow.
That's your real last name?
That's fantastic.
That's not a coincidence. That's kismet. It was meant to be. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what's going on, man?
Yeah, I wanted to give you guys, a little heads up there. We're doing a big beer fest over at Powder Ridge. It's in Middlefield, Connecticut.
Okay.
There's over 20 breweries there. There's something like over 1,000 different beers that are going to be there. They got rides, all kinds of stuff. It's going to be a big, drunken good time.
When's that going to be?
This weekend?
It's this Saturday.
This Saturday?
It's this Saturday. Yep, this Saturday. The 29th, it starts at 3:30, it runs till 9 p.m.
Right. And Dawn, are we busy Saturday? I want to go. Now, exactly where is it?
It's at Powder Ridge Park.
At Powder Ridge Mountain Park Resort. It's 99 Powder Hill Road in Middlefield, Connecticut.
Newfield, Connecticut?
Middlefield.
Oh, Middlefield.
Oh, my, Johnny, clean out your ears,
I know, I'm
man.
Deaf, man.
I'm going to drop the link to the to where it's located for you guys on the page.
All right, so yeah, we're going to put the link on our webpage for that.
I just did. And it's there now.
And it's there now. Okay.
Oh, I like the poster. Oh, wow, yeah, this place looks really beautiful.
Yeah, man. 1,000 beers? And yeah. It looks beautiful with 1,000 beers on it.
Is there any bacon? And
and strip club?
No, I want to know if there's any bacon.
Oh, that'd be bacon.
Bacon and beer. I mean, it kind of goes.
Trust me, that'd be bacon.
All right. What kind of bacon?
Bring in the bacon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so man. Come check us out. Come see the girls of the East Coast Strip Club Choppers.
Yes.
And, have some good times.
If I can get out there, Gus, I'll come see you myself. All right, brother?
Just hide
That'd
the bacon
great.
And the beer.
Yes. Well, thanks for calling the show. I'm sorry. Go ahead,
Gus. Yeah. I know John's going to be sending you guys out a care package, but, come see me. I'll give you guys some stuff, and, we'll see what we can get going here.
That sounds great, man.
We can do a road trip to Strip Club Choppers East.
We can do that. That's not a problem.
You're not far away from us at all.
Not a problem.
Just all right.
About an hour.
Yeah, we'll come and visit you.
I'll look forward to that, then.
Yeah, man. Definitely come see you one of these days. All right, Gus, thank you for calling the show, brother. And we'll talk to you.
Thank you for the time.
Really, yeah, thanks for supporting the show, bro.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Why are all the good things happen away from where we live?
Yeah, but that's not that far.
I know. I mean, Connecticut's not that far. We should go to that. I don't know, Rod. Are you ready to do your thing?
I'm always ready to
do my thing. Yeah, we'll take the show to 10:30 tonight because we had a problem. So take it.
Okay. Well, we could end it at 10, too.
Or we could end it at 12.
No.
Or we could stay on until like tomorrow.
I have a vagina appointment at 10:30. I got to leave
tonight?
At 10.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Sorry. My vagina waits for no one. Just saying. And on that note.
Wow.
Rod, wow.
So how about them Jets? Sorry.
Oh, gosh.
Hold me alone. Let's clear the air.
Okay.
Ladies.
It looks like we're not going to 10:30 tonight.
Get your wet naps and your stimulators ready. Rod is
after
about
the, after
to
that
talk
comment.
About cigars.
Rod.
Cigars.
All
right. I had a hard time this week trying to figure out what I wanted to talk about this week. Because this is a Perdomo craft series. There's three in this series. These are designed and blended to go and match and pair with beer. The Perdomo craft series beer line, there are three different versions. There's the Connecticut, which has got a beautiful Connecticut wrapper. It's light, pair nice. I know. So it pairs really nice with ales and light beers, cream ales, and all sorts of, you know, lighter fare. Then you got your ambers would pair with Bock and, you know, like a good Sam Adams, a nice hearty. I mean, I enjoy it with a Heineken, double IPAs. I've even had a couple of ambers that blended well with an Oktoberfest. But the one I want to talk about tonight, it's for the stout. This is a Maduro, a beautiful Nicaraguan Maduro from Perdomo. And again, if you're paying attention, you know I love my Nicaraguan cigars and my Nicaraguan tobaccos. This is a Cuban seed raised tobacco. This is a beautiful wrapper from Jalapa in Nicaragua. It's got Condega filler and Condega binder and Estelle filler. Wonderful cigar. This is one of those cigars that you really want to sit down and enjoy with a good, strong beer. When I sampled this the last time, just to review this again, I sat down, I had an Iron Maiden red and black, and it's a really hearty porter. Really was nice. This cigar, when you look at this cigar, you see the beautiful Jalapa wrapper on it. It's got a nice little rosy tint to it, deep red. Take a smell of this. The aroma of the chocolate just really, really comes through. I mean, it's just the chocolate note that you get off of this is amazing. It's a wonderful cigar. Again, I like to punch my cigars. I do a nice medium punch. One of these days I'm going to come in and we'll do a little review on cutting the cigars and different aspects of the cigar itself. But I like to punch the cap with a nice mid-size hole, nice good punch. Nice soft cold draw in the beginning of this. You get a little hint of spice, which is a standard with Nicaraguan cigars, with the Nicaraguan tobaccos. And you get a heavy, heavy chocolate. I fired this guy up. It punches you immediately with strong chocolate and strong spice. And let me tell you something. Take a couple of puffs on this, nice and easy puffs. Take a sip of a good, strong beer. You're going to be stunned. This an amazing pairing. Nick Perdomo, manufacturer, blender, you outdid yourself with this. I mean, to get a blending of tobaccos to work together and pair with specific aspects in life, beer, wine, food, I mean, you hit it out of the park with this series. And especially the stout, when you got a good porter, a good heavy, a Guinness, it's astounding. You get that chocolate and that beer notes, those oaky flavors from the beer. And, I mean, we all know craft beer is an amazing industry right now. It's really picking up. So this cigar here with those heavy beers, fantastic. Good brown ale, heavy stout, phenomenal. The craftsmanship on this cigar, beautiful. The wrapper, pristine, beautiful. Very, very, very fine veins, if any. The construction of the cigar, fantastic. Good draw. You're not going to have any problems pulling on this cigar. The burn on it, nice, even. Never had a major issue with a Perdomo cigar with bad burn. It's a beautifully well-constructed cigar. And actually, when I hold this cigar, it feels a lot heavier than it looks. I'm holding a little Robusto right here. This is a 5x50, 54. It's heavy. For a little cigar, this is a heavy cigar. And it smokes forever. This is a long smoking cigar. I'm not a heavy hitter on cigar smoking. You know, I like to sit back and enjoy. I've seen guys take this cigar and whiff it down in 15 minutes. You're out of your minds. I'm sorry. Waste of a good cigar. But this little guy, easily, I smoked this for an hour, which was phenomenal. Johnny, this is a cigar that me and you, we're going to have to sit down one day and really give it a shot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially because I know you're a fan of the Iron Maiden beer. We've drank that a few times. So this beer is going to pair phenomenal with that. You're going to be amazed. And all you guys out there who enjoy good beers, go check out the Perdomo line of cigars, especially the craft series here that I'm holding, the Stout, the Amber, and the Connecticut, the Light. Go check them out. They're all over the brick and mortars. Go find them. Check it out. The earthy notes in this, the woody notes, you're gonna be stunned. The chocolatiness, the spiciness, This is one of these cigars that it's perfectly made for the purpose that it was made for. You know, there's not, you know, you're going to go just beer. You know, but Kentucky Fire Cure that I talked about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, that was for food. This is for beer. I'm hitting all the home runs with this. Nick Perdomo, you did a phenomenal job. Perdomo Craft Series Stout. Go check it out. You could find them all over your brick and mortars, price ranging about $7 to $14, depending on the size. Well worth the effort. And I want to invite you guys, all of you guys, women, men, if you ever run into me, sit down, let's have a smoke. If you're in, you run into all of us, let's all sit down, enjoy a good smoke, mm-hmm. and let's enjoy the Brothers of the Leaf and the Sisters of the Leaf. Guys, Perdomo, check it out.
Wow.
Great review.
That was amazing.
And again, his
makes
description.
Makes me want to smoke cigars.
I know. It makes me want to smoke cigars.
I want to smoke a cigar.
And I posted the link to that review that you can find on our website page.
Okay.
So it's right on the feed for everyone to see.
Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent.
I think it's.
You know, I want to crack open a beer right now and smoke a cigar.
But I'm ready.
I could smoke, but we should be shouting out to some people.
You know what? The main guy, Mr. David Hayes.
Wahoo!
David Hayes has been with us for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? He is very valuable to our show, and we love you, brother. And we want to
yeah,
thank
and
you.
I hope you're feeling better.
Yes, and he had a little...
A little mess up.
A little road rash, but he's an excellent
he's doing good.
Rider. He knows what he's doing.
Yes.
He and Laura are doing great.
Yes.
But still, with the bumps and lumps, we wish you guys well. And
yes.
We're glad you're still here to annoy the shit out of him.
Yes. I love Dave. We sometimes start talking on the messenger. That's it, man.
And it's, yeah. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he really is.
Funny as all hell.
He likes to help people, and that's an awesome.
Yeah.
And that's what a biker does.
Yeah, the biker
A biker helps. And he's one of those people that wants to help people.
No question.
And yeah. Right, and he wants to make people happy, and he does. You know, and you constantly see him posting stuff, and he's doing what he has to do,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing a damn good job of it, and we love you, man. We respect you. And Laura as well. Laura is definitely his sidekick there.
And,
yeah.
she's got her own little Facebook page going with Laura's art page, so you guys can check it out. And if you join the group, what's the name of that? He's got three different groups.
Oh, God, You got Wild Hogs.
Wild Hogs.
You got Wild Hogs Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
Carolina Bikers. Wild Hogs Florida Style.
Right.
Wild Hogs Coast to Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Angie Bean. I feel like mom,
boobs,
dad.
Butts, and bikes.
Yes. It's like mom, dad, and daughter.
I just saw something with Triple B Bordello. Is there another one?
I just saw that too.
I'm like, is there
but
another
Angie's
one?
Angie's being quiet. Everyone's being awfully quiet since I'm beating Rodney's.
Yeah, everybody.
Wait, what happened?
They're all
where's John Frew? Angie, call.
John Frew is.
Uh-oh. Our phone's ringing. Hold on.
I think we just like to pick on John.
Hello, you're on the air.
Motorcycle Mayhem, may I help you?
Hey, who's this?
It's
the David Hayes.
Rabbit it out.
Yeah.
Now I got to take my fucking shirt off.
Here we go.
What's going on, Johnny?
Hey, what's up, brother? How are you, man? We're just giving you our props, Dad. We love you, man.
You have no idea how happy I am to see you guys back on here.
Oh,
I was ready to quit last week. I told Laura, I said, you shut all this shit down. If they can't have their show on here, I'm leaving Facebook.
Yeah.
we were really upset about that.
Mama
Mayhem did an excellent show. At around 9:30, she was up to almost 8,000 views. She was kicking ass.
Right.
And we were waiting for them. We were waiting for them to publish the rerun so we could watch, you know, our favorite spots, you know what I mean? And boom, it was gone. And I'm like, what the hell?
No, it's Facebook. Yeah.
You know, I was really upset. You could ask Laura. I don't think I slept 2 hours that night.
Well, you could listen to the audio. I got it up there pretty quick. I mean, put it online.
But we're glad you guys are back, man. You don't know how much we love you guys.
I'm really happy, man.
You mean a lot to us. All of you do.
And you mean a lot to us,
even
too.
Rod.
Oh!
Even Rod. Did you see on there a while ago, Johnny, Angie saw Rod didn't lose no weight. She was ready to switch to you.
She better.
She did switch.
Did you see that on there? She made a comment. She was going to switch to you.
I think the smart thing for everyone to do is to switch to me.
Back you up.
I think so.
You know what? I already know Angie switched teams.
Well, Laura wanted me to tell Rod she's behind him 100%.
Thank you, Laura.
What?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Hey, anyway, about my little crash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I'd call in and tell you about that.
Yes.
We were going to go see Laura's granddaughter for her birthday at the pool party. Mm-hmm. And we got right there about a block from her house. There was a caution light. So we're coming through there on the bike. We're loaded. We got birthday gifts. The bike is full of shit. And, you know, and we come to this caution light. Well, there's her son-in-law and granddaughter on their bike coming. You know, he's got a Harley. They're coming from the store. So they pull out behind me. When we get to their yard, their house. Now, this is a highway. It's a 55-mile-an-hour up-and-down roller coaster ride, Route 20.
Right.
The speed limit's 55. They run 80.
Oh, my God.
So we're getting close to turning into their yard there, and this truck comes bailing ass in behind us about 90 miles an hour.
Oh, shit.
And I seen him coming, so I pulled over on the media side of the road and let her son-in-law and granddaughter get in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we pulled in the driveway, he was in front of me. He locked it down. He wanted to drop her off and run them son of a bitches down and catch them.
Oh, wow.
Because they were beeping at us, almost hit us.
Really?
And when he pulled into the driveway and locked it down on the gravel driveway, here come me and Laura, over 1,300 pounds. We hit the gravel, and we had to stop right there on the spot.
Oh,
and there was her granddaughter jumping off the bike. The only way I kept from hitting her was to lay it down. My forward pegs saved the bike. It didn't get a scratch on it, you know what I mean?
That's good.
And we wasn't doing 5 miles an hour, you know?
Yeah.
But it was just the point of some asshole flying up behind us like that in a 40-mile-an-hour zone at that caution light, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I know he was probably doing 70 at least.
At least.
You know, it's just, I would have, you know, if I hadn't have fell, I'd have helped him run him down. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
I'd have run that guy down. But we made, they're calling me Humpty Dumpty now. They're calling me Humpty Dumpty in the family now.
Well, we're glad to hear that you're okay.
What a grand entrance to a party.
Pull
in and dump your old lady at the driveway.
I feel for you on that one.
Ta-da!
Really.
What is he going to do when we see him for like the first time? If you're going to be at Biker Trash Nation Camel Fest, right?
Yeah, you're going to be there, right?
It's in Winston-Salem.
I don't know, buddy.
All right.
I'd like to go down there. I don't know.
We'll still visit you, though. It's near where you're living. So if you're still...
We're up here in New York, yeah.
They're upstate.
We're up here near Syracuse.
Yeah.
Oh. How close is that to
Johnny,
Kingston?
I'd like to run into you guys up there in Catskill.
That's true.
The Catskills? We could go there.
Yeah, Laura and I done bought our tent, sleeping bags. Everything. Wow. We ready to go old school.
I'm thinking more like the dinosaur. You know what I'm saying?
No, fuck the dinosaur. I'm doing some tubing thing upstate New York in like a couple of weeks.
Like
on a
no way, really? Where?
I don't know. It's a surprise. We're going at some campground that you go tubing down the river or
it's
something.
Like tube
state. You're gonna love that.
No, I'm not talking about tube state, you fuck.
Smothered underwear?
She's going tubing up here, Laura.
Yeah.
You're going to love that.
I'm going to be doing that. I'll message you privately
let us know where.
Yeah, because I'd love to see you guys.
Back to Mama Mayhem. Me and Mama Mayhem, Johnny, this has nothing to do with you or Rod.
You're right.
But me and Mama Mayhem, we working on a special surprise for the girls for the show.
Yes, we are.
And that's Pedro Espada.
That is correct.
Oh, boy.
With Rocketfly. He wants to call in next week, maybe.
Okay.
The girls are going apeshit crazy over this guy.
That would be awesome.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
And here's what I would love to do.
What?
This guy rocks, man. He's tearing Florida up. He's doing Journey. He's doing all the 80s rocks with this group Rocketfly.
I know.
I would love to hook him up with Johnny Lang.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know how Johnny Lang, he's got that restaurant down there / bar.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
And he's touring all over the country when he, you know, when the season breaks and Johnny Lang hits all these bike rallies.
Right.
I would love to hook this kid up with Johnny Lang and get him to go on, you know, let Johnny show him how to do the tours. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That would be good.
That would be fantastic.
Because he wants to do this, Margaret. He really does. He wants to do this.
He'll be real good.
Well,
yeah,
we all want to. We all want to live Johnny Lang's life. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Everybody wants to live the life that cat's living.
As far as Pedro goes, too, there. You know, we know other people that do the music end of it. You know,
I told him that. Yeah. I told him. I said, look, these guys. He's really wants to call in. Okay. I told him. I said, look, these guys are Long Island, New York. They have the connections. I said, as a matter of fact, that fucking Johnny is out halfway across the country right now at a 3-day concert. He won't come home.
Wow. No, I think
you know
Pedro,
what I mean?
I think
so I threw that. I threw
good.
Johnny under the bus. You know what I mean?
It's a big bus.
Just your turn.
Yeah, last time I seen Johnny, Kiss was fixing to play.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, with Johnny, though, he's got a, with Pedro, he's got an excellent voice, and also, too, he needs to wear those tight jeans more often. just saying, on a side note whatever, man. I am so...
And Margaret, he is single.
Oh, all you ladies out there, take
boy.
Note.
Oh,
yeah, Pedro is single, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That could be a good
the girls are really loving that.
I'm waiting for all the hearts to pop
up. So anyway, hey, we'll let you guys go. Have a good night, okay? We
all
love
right,
you.
Buddy. We'll see you soon,
we're
buddy.
Always behind you 100%.
Thank you. We love
have
you, man.
Have a good night, Johnny.
Good night, man.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Rod.
Take care.
Bye. Bye, Rich. Bye, Dawn. Bye. We love you too, Dawn.
Dawn says bye.
Dawn says bye.
Bye. Bye, Laura.
Oh, man, he's
good night,
a blast.
Good night, John, boy.
David Hayes is behind me all the way, fat boy.
Laura's behind him.
But she's in the switch teams, trust me.
No, she's not.
Just like
Angie. Angie switched teams.
Yes, she did. No,
I don't know.
She switched teams.
I got a couple more shout-outs.
Go ahead.
Rebecca Roop Higgins helps out the show all the time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you. And Norman Sterling.
Right, Norman.
Nana, yes.
Nana Dye.
Mm-hmm. Of course, David Hayes.
Of course.
Kip Hotler.
Yep, Kip. Definitely Kip.
Oh, the Kip.
No, Kip sent me a picture of a barbecue on the back of a motorcycle.
Yeah, you see that today?
Yeah.
Yes.
And he goes, how's your diet going? So I wrote, how's my diet going? My diet's going to kill me. That's how my diet's going.
Oh, my God.
But Kip, man, thank you for your support. Kim DuPont, thank you. Mm-hmm. And Gary Donaldson from the Wild Hogs, Texas. Okay. Central Texas. And there's so many people out there that helped the show. I mean, I can't remember everybody.
Yeah, everybody just.
Thank you, all the Mayhem fans. We appreciate it. And thanks
and
for
Geneva,
being
especially Geneva.
That's amazing.
Without a
song,
doubt.
Man.
Yes.
Without a doubt that we love our jingle. I might make you play it again.
I'm going to play it again. Keith C. Lovingood, thank you for your support.
And that's his real last name, too.
And Rebecca Dawn. Yep.
Rebecca mm-hmm. Dawn.
Bob Walton, thank you.
Yes.
Jane Morris. She's a big supporter of the show.
Uh-huh.
And
everyone.
My new follower, Angie Bean. Thank you. Angie won't call in, though. She's like, I'm not calling.
No, she won't. Stop. No, so, no. What, did you text the person that we
yes,
called
Yes, they haven't answered me, so I'm just going to call them.
I don't know if that's
a
good
just
idea.
Just let it be.
We'll do it again next Monday.
We'll try
that's
it
all.
Again.
All right.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
No.
Because you got one thing on your mind.
Yeah,
right
that's
now.
All. Yeah,
my vagina.
I was trying to think of a nice way.
She got a vagina appointment.
Pedro, and now she's all you know.
I don't want to put you on the spot, Randy. But do you have any kind of?
Well, yeah, I could come up with something.
Yeah.
You know, here it is, middle of the summer now.
Yeah.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. you guys, you know, we all everybody got their bike out in the spring and everything else. So here it is, the middle of the summer. So what you should be doing is take a day before you go out for your ride and walk around your bike now. You've been riding it for a couple of months, and start checking, making sure everything's tight. Make sure you got nothing's loose. You don't have wheel bearings loose. Check your brake pads. Check your tire pressures. Check all your fluids. just go around the bike and check it again.
Yeah.
Because here it is in the middle of the year, middle of the season. You know, you haven't looked at it. You've been like, just get on it, ride it all for the last 3-4 months. Just get on it, ride it. So, you know, you've been ignoring it. Yeah, like him.
Yeah, like him.
So what you got to do is go to Randy's house and say, hey, Randy, check out my fluids, would you?
So it's a good thing to do. Now, here's another good suggestion. I don't know, you know, some insurance companies offer this. Get roadside assistance because, especially if you ride alone a lot or something like that, you never know where you're going to get stuck, man. You run out of gas, you get a flat tire. Mm-hmm. What do? You're stuck in the middle of the road. You got nothing, you know? You got your wife, your girlfriend on the back, and here you are stuck on the side of the road. At least you got somebody to call. I know, like, if you join HOG, the National, they offer it. A lot of the insurance companies now, the better insurance companies, they offer it. It's not a bad thing to have. The HOG is a really good one to have. I mean, they pulled me off the road one time, took me to a Harley dealership. These guys helped me out, got me back on the road. They didn't even charge me a nickel. I mean, these were great guys. This was, where was it? That was in New Jersey. Can't remember the name of the town. It really surprised me. The guy spent probably an hour on my bike with me. We got the bike running. Yes, I couldn't continue my trip, and
I had to get you. Dad.
You know, and I had to, you know, I had to bring the bike home, but it saved me of having to have the bike towed home or having to come back with something to tow it. So, you know, and all of this was because I called HOG. They said, okay, we'll get somebody there to you within, the tow truck was there in a half an hour, and got me to the dealer. And at least at this point, even if I had to leave the bike, the dealer said, yes, the bike would be taken care of, it would be put inside at night. It was someplace safe. I could walk away from it if I had to. So that's not a bad thing to have. And yes, roadside assistance will help you if you get it through your insurance company, but they won't help you get to a Harley dealership.
Right.
The HOG will get you to a Harley dealership. At least you got a place to leave your bike if you have to. Mm-hmm. So that's a plus. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing to have. But don't forget to just take a walk around that bike. Put your hands on things. You find stuff loose. I mean, I was out. We were on a trip one time, and I'm riding along, and all of a sudden I noticed the whole rubber piece on my peg just disappeared. Now, if I had walked around that bike before I left to put my hands on it, I would have noticed that thing was loose. Mm-hmm. So now I had to ride with this thing with no rubber on one side, and it annoyed me all for the rest of the trip.
Just, I used to do that on a regular basis with Harleys. Right. Well, things loosen up a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
The vibration.
Absolutely.
Right. My ignition on my Sporty used to back itself out all the time.
Yeah, I know about that. I have one of those, too.
Yeah, and I always carried around a spare ignition.
Right.
Because one time it just backed itself out and,
you know. But, I mean, I've even had plugs, electrical plugs, back themselves, you know, just that snap together have come loose because of the vibrations. So it'll never kill you to walk around. Take a half an hour, walk around, check your tire pressures, stuff like that. And especially now that it's really hot out, I mean, your tire pressure is going to change.
Yeah.
So you do all these things. And now you go, okay, I'm good for another month, 2 months. I don't have to worry about it.
All right, Randy, I got our friend Guadalupe from Mexico on here. She's asking me a question to ask you.
Okay.
She's had several bikes that had different models that had problems with, and these bikes had under 10,000 miles, had different problems with bearings. Is that something that you're seeing a little bit more often? Is it normal?
No, believe it or not, bearings are usually pretty good. I mean, I don't know about metrics, okay, and stuff like that, and you know, English bikes are English bikes. They, you know,
these are Harleys in Mexico.
One
of our sponsors, Steel Horse.
You know,
Harley
that might
Davidson.
Have something to do with the weather down there. It's really hot. It gets pretty warm down there.
Right.
And I don't know what, you know, if they're down by the beach a lot and stuff. Yes, you might be getting you might have a lot of problems with salt water. Well, with the sand a lot of times too. You know, it washes up off the beach. And then now you start riding in it. Now you're not only putting salt in there, but you're putting sand in there. And that will just, that will grind bearings away. Down there, it could be. Absolutely, could be.
Yeah, the salt. And I've seen that happen too. Mm-hmm. I tell people all the time, even us, throw the bikes on the ferry and we go across the water.
Yep.
And they come back, and their $30,000 motorcycle in 48 hours is pitted from salt water.
Absolutely.
So there are things you can do pre-ride to protect yourself before you go for the season if you know you're going to be going, like, down to Daytona Beach
right.
and all of that. You just put a lot of freaking coats of wax on everything except for the tires.
There's a dirty
the
trick.
Seat.
If you know you're going to be someplace, like let's say you're going to go down to Tedona and you want to ride the beach, okay, you could pick this up anywhere. Mm-hmm. Get a can of Pam.
Cooking spray.
Yeah. Spray your bike. Yep. And now you could take this thing and soap and water will wash that right off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Except your tires. You got to keep it away from
your
tires.
Well, yeah, of course, obviously.
Well, no, you got to idiot-proof our comments.
That's true.
Do not spray your fucking tires. Just like, don't put Armor All on them either.
Right.
If I'm putting Pam on my bike, I'm eating that motherfucker.
Well, no, look, you had to do, you know. You just had to go there.
You went there.
No, when I go down to Florida, believe it or not, I do this when I go down to Florida. I spray the whole front of my bike because the bugs down there are brutal. Mm-hmm. And these things are like the size of small airplanes.
Oh, yeah.
And when they go splat, I mean, I had one hit me in the sunglasses one time, knocked the sunglasses right off my face. Okay? I'm doing 80 miles an hour. I think it was blown off. I had to stop, turn around, go find my sunglasses. And it took me 15 minutes on the side of the road to get this. Because once that stuff explodes, oh, my God, it's so nasty to get off. And I met a guy down there, and he says, yeah, just hit it with the Pam. So I've done that since then. Now, when I get home, a little soap and water, all the bugs come off, all the dirt comes off, everything comes right off, and it won't hurt the bike.
Perfect. Yeah. And if you leave it out in the sun down and start, you can fry eggs on it.
That
works, too. Yeah. Just saying.
That's an awesome tip.
That's an excellent tip.
Yeah,
no, it really does work.
Trick. It really does. It does, and it won't hurt the bike, which is really cool.
Excellent.
Yeah, I hope that helps you out, Guadalupe.
So
I sure do, yes.
Are we allowed to make the announcement that our friend Jim made last week on his show?
Sure, yes.
You want to do it?
Yes, we got a friend, and he has a show on our station called the Jim Shinichi Show. He will be getting a kidney transplant on August 10th.
Yes.
Okay?
A live donor.
Yes, a live donor. And also, I will be putting together a benefit. And we'll be putting together a bunch of stuff, and we're getting a phone call, so hold on.
Okay.
Hold that thought right now. Hello, you're on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, what's up?
Not much.
Who is this?
This is Lucian.
What's up?
I knew that voice sounded familiar. I'm like, who is this?
It's Lucian. Hi, honey.
What's going on with you, buddy? We missed your show there.
Oh, it's good. I'm just doing a lot of riding this summer, going up through canyons and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, after 3 on the throttle kind of went away, we just kind of went riding, which is better.
And enjoying it, right? And enjoying the ride.
Yeah, I get that.
Exactly, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
I've
enjoying
had
it. Well,
I've had
that, that's why I ride, is because it's kind of the only source of enjoyment.
You needed to go and clear your head. So you get on a bike and you go. That's the best thing to do.
That's what you
do.
No
better therapy.
That's
right.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you do, right?
So. That's right. Exactly.
But, yeah, you can probably guess I've cooked something else up.
Oh. Okay, what do we got?
What's going on, Lucian?
So I got into that camera during the 360, or during the 3 on the throttle, we got that 360 camera.
Right.
That we worked that deal with the company, and we got this amazing camera. Well, I've been going through the canyons of Utah riding on my motorcycle, and I've been taking that camera with me. So you can go to YouTube or Facebook and type in hashtag ride360. And you can pull up this footage of, right now there's 5 canyons that you can go through here in Utah, Big Cottonwood, Little Cottonwood, Mill Creek, a lot of iconic canyons here in Utah.
Right.
And you can look anywhere you want in the footage.
Wow.
That's really cool.
I love the 360 camera.
So you can basically, if you want to look right, you can look right. If you want to look up, down, wherever the heck you want to look, you can look where you want to look in the footage.
So now, is it on YouTube? It's Ride 360?
Yeah, it's already on YouTube. There's 5 episodes, and then there's a bonus episode out right now for Eureka, Utah, which is this cool little mining town I used to work in, and I decided to ride down there with that camera.
Okay.
And you go through this cool old, like, western mining town, and you can look around and look at anything you want to look at.
That's fantastic.
Wow,
that's
really
cool. Now, are you doing this by yourself, or are you doing this with the other guys as well?
Yeah, you know what? No, this is pretty much me. I just kind of I took that camera, and when I saw the potential of the camera, it was just, that's when I started kind of dreaming up some other stuff. So
right.
I've got some bigger plans coming and stuff, but this is kind of, when I started playing around with this footage, I started kind of seeing the future a little bit. That's where Three on the Throttle kind of just started the stutter step.
Okay.
Is because it was like, oh man, I already see where this is going. You know what I mean? And I wanted to play with this thing. It was like, holy crap, this is, you put it up. I've got footage from sunsets and stuff like that. Wow. So you can look all around. It's just so cool.
Well, yeah, she just had it on.
I've got another series called Get Lost, and that's just the camera out in the middle of nowhere here in Utah.
Oh, wow.
On like a top of a mountain or whatever, and you can look all around for a couple minutes.
That is really cool.
I just liked your page. I'm going to it now.
Yes.
And I'm going to drop it.
Yeah, check it out. It's pretty cool. Like I say, it's taken off. It's got lots of good numbers and all that fun stuff, I guess. I don't know. I'm not really, to be honest, this is just so fun. But I just was like, okay, I want to do this.
Yeah,
that's kind of where I'm at, you know. I'm just like, oh, screw it. I'm riding, and I'm going to all sorts of locations, and I've got deals, obviously. I've got deals working here and there, and it's going to provide some pretty cool stuff. So I'm hoping that this first season I'm calling Utah Canyons, and I'm going to go and do there's going to be another 5 episodes and then another 2 bonus episodes coming very soon. Mm-hmm. and I'm releasing them kind of in chunks. I'm not going to do it like one at a time. You'll get 5 or 6 at a time or whatever. I'm hoping that the next season I'm hoping to plan kind of, you know, an exotic one. I'd like to do some traveling. I've got some good connections in the travel industry, so I'm hoping that I can maybe go out and catch the tail of the dragon and stuff like that and do all that.
Yeah, I really want to do the Blue Ridge Mountains.
But you know what I mean? So if I can get the Utah Canyon series to take off, I can get people to back me, then I can get the advertisers to back me to go and do, you know, like really exotic stuff. I want to, you know, I have this dream of circumnavigating Jamaica on a motorcycle.
Oh, man.
It's
like, can you imagine that footage? Can you just imagine? I mean, I just want to catch that. The footage is just so amazing to just sit there and ponder at. Mm-hmm. And what's cool is like on the YouTube comments, if you put a timestamp, if you say, hey, look, I saw a bird on the right side on timestamp 10:10 or whatever, you can click on that timestamp, the people that come along, and it'll take them straight to that point in the video, and then you can kind of look for the bird or whatever.
That is fantastic.
So it's just a whole new way to experience video.
Yeah, people can live.
And when I saw it, it was like, I have to play with this. And so this is the result.
I love 360 cameras. I'm getting dizzy right now.
Yeah, people can live through you. And somebody who has never experienced
it. You know what? And I'll tell you the most gratifying thing. I said this a couple weeks ago. The most gratifying thing is I've had a couple guys email me and say that they can't ride anymore, and this is the closest they've got.
Wow.
And that's way beyond anything that it's just like, forget it, I don't care.
Yeah,
it doesn't
like
have to make a penny. It doesn't have to do anything. I will do this as long as I can do it, just because if that's really true, that's as close as they can get. I want to provide as much of that as I can.
That's beautiful, Lucian. Thank
you beautiful.
So much for that.
But you know what? We're going to hook him up with the road captain, man. We got to, you know, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, you should check out Michael Harrison and go to
roadcaptain.com.
Might be able to include you in the Ride 360 thing also. That's pretty cool. It's like you're a virtual biker ride. It's almost like a video game.
It's a video game.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, no, I've got some really great footage coming out. I've got, like I say, so I'm willing to work with people. You know that. Just come contact me, and I'm happy to.
We subscribe to your YouTube, and I dropped both the links on our show page feed.
Much appreciated. It's good to see you guys doing good, man. Big banners in the background.
Yeah,
it looks like you have like a studio that's coming together.
Yeah, it's
like watching a kid grow up.
Kid growing fat.
No. This one is. But thank you so much for staying in touch with us.
Yes.
We really appreciate it. And we'll
it's awesome to see you back.
It is. It really is.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm floating. I'm gonna just lay it out. I'm not very good with social stuff, and as Facebook pisses me off more than any goddamn thing on the planet, I'll tell you that.
Right.
And so I don't do well with it, and when one person says, hey, I don't want to see this, it's like, okay, well then why are you on my page?
Right.
So what I did recently for my own peace of mind is I ejected all my friends off my Jack Throttle account.
Right.
And anybody who wants it can come back and get it,
right?
But I'm never going to reach my hand out again. That way, if anybody says anything, I can just say, "But you friended me, so
that's
get
right.
the fuck out."
Yeah. That's it.
Sorry.
Exactly.
I don't know if I can swear or not, but you know what? I'm just becoming a hermit in my old age, and I don't want to play anymore.
It's all. But listen, we wish you the best of luck out there, man, and please stay in touch with the show. I'm really happy that you called us. So
I'm happy to call anytime. You know that.
We'll definitely share your stuff. You got some great stuff there. I'm really looking forward to looking at it myself.
Yeah.
So
cool.
Definitely stay in touch.
Yeah. I hope people enjoy it, man. I just hope people get a kick out of it. And like I say, people that can't ride really seem to really get a kick out of it.
Exactly.
So if you know somebody that's like laid up and can't do it, that seems to be kind of a kick for them.
Yeah. And they can actually.
I don't know if it will be for everybody. I'm not going to say anything, but it's just, if it can be cool, how cool is that? For me,
excellent.
I'm a writer, and I wrote an anti-bullying story,
right.
And I had one person email me and say that stopped them from committing suicide, and I was like, okay, that's the real rewards in life. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
No, that's excellent. And then the people can wear those Google goggles.
That's right.
And put the phone right in the goggles, and when they turn their head.
Yeah, you can on the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Apparently on the Facebook you can't do the VR goggles. I don't know why, but on the YouTube you should be able to do the VR goggles
doubt,
and everything.
Can. Yeah, so, and I've done that. Thank you so much.
Stay in touch,
Lucian.
And we'll talk to you next week, I hope, okay?
Yeah.
All right, have a good one.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Somebody was trying to call. Let's.
Somebody
else. Michael Ullman is calling us.
Oh.
Wow.
Hello, you're on the air.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's happening? How are you?
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm good. What are you up to?
We're just doing our show and hanging out. How you doing?
I'm good. You still ain't guessed yet, have you?
What was that?
You still haven't guessed who it is yet.
I know who this is.
It's Michael Ullman. We know that Southern accent.
We know it.
Yeah, I said too much.
You got your crazy neighbor with you?
Yeah, right. He just called me, so I'm guessing that he said, are you going to call in?
Uh-huh.
I said, I don't know.
Hey, you call
in. Wait a
minute,
you did this wrong. He's supposed to call in and announce that you're going to call in.
That's right.
And then run down to your house.
Right.
So what's happening?
Not much, man. Chilling out. Just came back. I got this weekend off. I'm planning some cool stuff to have fun this week.
Okay. Cool. What do you got going on?
I can't. It's kind of a secret.
Whoa.
I got to leave it until it happens on my live Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. You got that right.
But we can still talk about the other thing that's going on August 9th, right? We can talk about that one?
Absolutely.
And I booked a hotel room in the city. Just so you know, on August 9th. So I am going to be there. I'm not leaving.
Right.
Because the next day, we have a special thing going on. But, yeah, I'll be at your show August 9th for
sure.
We'll
all be at his show. That's right.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And then we're never leaving the city. We're staying for the next day after that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be good.
That's the point. B.B. King.
Yep. That's the B.B. King show.
Am I correct that you're going to be in Long Beach pretty soon?
Same old.
I don't know. Well, are you?
Michael.
I'm not really, but.
Michael. Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi. Okay. Hold on.
Well, aren't you going to be in Long Beach pretty soon also?
What's that?
Aren't you going to be in Long Beach pretty soon?
Yeah. Yes, I have. If you go, it's MichaelAllmanLive.com to find all the shows. But, yeah, in about 30 seconds. Well, I'll have to shut your show off if I turn it to my calendar. But, yeah, if you go to Michael.
Yeah, he'll find it. I'm going to actually drop the link
on the page
for you. Because I know sometimes the internet's is uncooperative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just do one thing at a time. I've learned to handle that. So I'm dropping the link now, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Ullman live on there. So what did you do over the weekend, Michael? Did you get some riding in? Did you do any riding?
No. This past weekend, I went up and played in Massachusetts.
Okay.
I've been flying around. I've been flying right. I've been getting wind in my hair from 30,000 feet.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. That's beautiful. As long as you, it's wind. Whatever works. And you have beautiful hair, so it's fine.
No.
Excellent hair.
What are you complimenting?
I love his hair. I love.
What's going on?
Michael Ullman, I think, I don't know. He's got a man crush on
there's a lot of crushing going on.
Me and Michael go way back.
Oh, all right? Man, you are so freaking man crushing on Michael
me
right now.
Me and Michael go way back.
Holy Toledo.
I'm not a good guy. I can't help it.
Unreal.
All the way back to that barbecue place. I'm not going to ask you what it was called because I can't remember it myself.
Food is food.
Brian's
backyard barbecue.
Me and Michael go all the way back to Brian's backyard barbecue.
3 weeks ago.
That's so long ago. Oh my God. I don't know how you guys stand it. Being away from each other all that long. Oh, please, God, save me. Please.
All right, man. So I'm definitely looking forward to that that city trip.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to be down at Long Beach on the 20th of August, mm-hmm. which is like in our backyard. Long
yes,
Beach.
That is.
So we'll see him again.
That's really very close.
I know where the inn is.
Oh, the inn.
Yeah.
Oh, the inn.
Yeah,
okay.
It's the inn in Long Beach.
Right.
Oh, Lake George.
Oh, boy, that's with my Mile High Club guy. That's with the full band, all Michael Almas. That's going to be.
Oh,
that's
sweet.
A cool show. Yeah, nice. That's a different type show. You'll love to see both.
Could you let me and Johnny sit in for a song or maybe one? That would be nice.
Just at least Margaret.
If you're there at rehearsal,
okay.
Maybe.
I could be there at sound check.
What am I, Wood?
I'll practice. I'll do sound check. That's all I want. Have to do a lot.
What we got to do is go to Lake George. He's there for 3 days. We can party with him.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be the time.
At King Neptune's, no, whatever.
Less.
Just me and John McNutt unplugged. That's a different type show in itself, too.
That's your own?
Unplugged. We're going to be playing. Yeah, just me and an acoustic guitar having serious fun.
Nice. That sounds like serious fun.
What's the date on that?
Under the Stars, too. We're on the roof.
End of August.
Oh,
yeah, that's going to be awesome.
What did I do?
Excellent.
Dude, that's what, 3 hours for us? Let's go.
Oh, yeah, 3 hours. Lake George,
Lake
nothing.
Lake George is not.
Yeah.
Is 3 hours?
Yeah, 3.5 hours, yeah. On a bike, yeah.
Isn't that where Americade is?
Yeah.
Lake George?
Yes. It's right in the center of Americade where it was. Yeah, that way
you leave at 5:30 in the morning, and you open up the throttle, and you go. And you get up there about 3
right.
You're
going to be so goddamn early.
I stay at the Triangle
so you don't have to sit in traffic going over
the bridge. I want
to
stay at the Triangle Hotel where the swimming pool's in the road. I know that one. That's a great motel, really, kind of.
Yeah, there's a couple. I always stay right there at the venue because they've got like a band apartment thing. It's kind of cool.
Oh, that's
right,
nice.
So it's great. So we're going to be there for 3 solid days as well. And they own boats, and there's boat rental right there on the lake. We walk out the back door, and he's always wanted us to go boating, so he's taking us out on boats. So if you guys are there with me, we can go do some boat mayhem.
Oh my God! You getting ideas? We getting ideas.
Yeah, you guys can.
We're
go
gonna
there.
Go motorboating with Michael Alden.
3 days, evening acoustic fun. I'm sure you know that's just we're gonna have a blast.
I'd rather see you at BB King's and then Long Beach, so that works for me.
Well, there we go.
That's definite. I've already, you know, scheduled that. That's
me and Randy are thinking Lake George.
let's go, Lake man.
Cool. That's just going to be cool, man. That's going to be a vacation.
That is a vacation. Yeah, for Johnny, it is. Yeah. Just hide all your barbecue, please.
Keep feeding him.
Johnny's always on vacation.
That's right.
Yeah. You know him well. And maybe he's man crushing on you.
Hey! Oh. Look at me. I am winning the weight loss contest. So.
Yes, he is.
Oh, that's going to go to his head.
He is.
Oh my God.
But anyway, so that's fabulous. So I can't wait for the BB King show.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's coming up. And your secret surprise, whenever that is, after you make your announcement, you can drop the link on our page, and we will definitely share it for you. Without a doubt. Yeah. I'm looking forward to whatever that is. I wonder. I don't know. Do tell.
No, when he's ready, he'll tell us.
I know. When he is ready.
Yes. I hope the surprise is he's playing Beitoberfest. That'd be fantastic.
What? No, he's going to be in Destination Daytona in September. Don't you read his calendar?
I know.
Wait. That has currently canceled.
Oh, all right. So never mind. Tell your webmaster to update that, please.
It turned into a circus too quick.
Oh, really?
The backing didn't match what they wanted to do with it. That was
got it.
Gotcha.
Long story short, that was just one of them times I'm like, throw your hands up in the air and give one up every now and then. Unfortunately, that was the one.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, sometimes it's just easier instead of the fight. You know?
Sometimes you just say, let's just nip this in the bud.
So you never know. Oktoberfest might happen then. You never know.
One never knows. Do one. I can't believe I just said that.
Pedro on the mind still.
Listen, my vagina's got a date, so let's wrap this up.
Can you imagine hanging out on a Saturday night with Michael Allman and Johnny Lang? That's a wild night.
That would be a wild night.
That's a wild night.
I'm gonna have to, Margaret. I'm gonna have to lock up my
you're
vagina.
You're quivering.
I have to. Sorry, I gotta lock that up.
Michael, really, thank you for calling the show.
Yeah, really. Thank you.
Man. You call anytime you like, man.
Cool. All right, guys. I'll have it. All right,
Michael. Take care.
See you soon, man. Bye-bye now.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, that was a pleasant surprise, huh?
Yeah.
That's really cool. Surprise.
He's going to be up here locally soon.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
You know, Long Beach. Yeah. That Long Beach is, I mean, that's our backyard. And, you know, look.
And BB King's in the city.
Train ride.
But what's nice about it is August 9th is the night before the surgery. For Jim.
Yep.
For
yes.
So we can
Which what I was saying real quick. Let me just finish real quick with that.
Yeah.
Jim Chinesi, a good friend of mine, he has a show, the Jim Chinesi Show, that's on Wednesday nights. He will be getting a kidney transplant on the 10th. And I will also be having a benefit for him, and we'll be doing all kinds of good stuff for him. So.
Right. And we have, I need you to check our inbox.
All right. Hold on. We got a quick phone call.
Brian's Barbecue.
Hello. Who's on the air?
Hey, how's it going? Red Wolf.
Red Wolf, how are you?
What's up, man?
Good. Got a question about that 360 camera, helmet cam.
Okay.
I hope it's a big improvement over porn's 360.
oh, man. Now we're taking it to the next level. We're taking it to the next level. That would be, oh, my God, fantastic.
I'm fucking buying one right now.
I don't know. You might see some things you don't want to see.
I got one better. Taking it to a barbecue place.
Oh, jeez.
Like the barbecue.
We went from porn to food. Oh, my God.
Well, listen,
for Johnny, there's no real difference between those.
No, I am buying the damn camera, and I'm strapping it to my head. Oh. I'm doing it. I will take that dare. I will do it.
Drop it on there next time you have a date.
We'll see it going like this.
Dingleberries and 360.
Why is the camera going up and down like that?
You're
going
to see everything. You're going to see it all.
Oh, my God.
That was such a good... Thank you for saying that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Oh. Somebody's stealing your idea right now.
I heard you talk so much about your vagina on the air. I feel like I know it.
I know. Thank you. I know.
Oh, my
Listen,
God.
My vagina's very friendly and loves everyone, except there's one particular person that is like texting me nonstop, and I'm like, well, too bad.
Well, Red Wolf, thank you very much.
Thank
for
you for
the show.
That. I'm getting a 360 camera.
No problem, guys. You guys have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye bye now.
Thanks
for
watching.
Do that.
we have another phone call.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we're going to take
it. They all know I have a date. Yeah, my vagina has a date.
They're holding you back.
They're keeping my vagina busy.
I can't do it.
No, don't you.
I just can't.
Don't go there.
Hello.
Who's this?
Why don't you?
It's Red Wolf.
I called you back again. I'm sorry. Okay, we're going to hang up on you. Sorry.
Sorry, vagina.
Hey, most people can't get enough of me.
I know. Thank you. You can call in again. It was a 727 number.
727?
Yes, that one.
Bing.
Dong.
I'm nervous.
Who could it be? And don't say who this is.
Hello.
Okay.
So I hope he's with
us. I don't know.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Motorcycle Mayhem Radio
calling back.
What's happening? Motorcycle Mayhem.
What?
Johnny wants to know who this caller is.
Who is this?
Please identify yourself.
This is Mark Marino again, man.
Oh! Wait a minute, you're calling too late.
Yeah, you're behind schedule.
How you guys doing?
Did I call?
I'm choking on that.
Yep.
I'm choking on it now.
Oh my god.
What's going on?
What's up?
Not much. How you guys doing? You getting ready for Michael? He's coming to town soon.
Yes.
We just spoke to him.
Yeah. Are you sitting next to him?
I was on the other line with him. I heard that. That's awesome. He's about ready to come and tear that town up. I'm telling you, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's so excited about.
Hey, listen.
B.B. King show.
Yeah, well, he's going to be in New York City, but just forget about New York City. When he gets to Long Beach, that's where we're tearing him up.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something. These Long Island people, we are one partying crowd.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then the South Shore. Oh, my God. It's a done deal.
Good luck partying with that guy. He'll put everybody under the table. Trust me. I learned my lesson years ago.
And you still go back for more.
He lives two houses down.
I'll sit with him and either sit with him or fall down. No matter.
One of the two.
Won't be the first time I fell down. So
yeah, you could hold him up. But thank you for calling.
We're wrapping up the show, man. Thank you for calling.
But do you have any questions for Michael?
you guys did an awesome job, man. He loves you guys, man.
Guys, we love him.
And we love you, too.
Yeah, man. Call anytime you want, man. Thank you.
Hey, man. Have a good night, guys.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
See you, man.
For all of you who don't know who that is, that was Michael Allman's wacky neighbor from down the road.
Yes, yes.
Who calls us and then goes,
Before we know, he could have been sitting right next to him.
I know. It's funny, but we love you guys so much. And this is what we mean
about the comedy show team.
We never know what's going to happen, and we appreciate everybody. Yeah.
Yep.
And
all the problems that we had, and everyone sits with us. Yes.
You know, we wrap things up. Somebody's going shopping and buying a new car.
Yeah, you are.
I got it.
You got it.
Just let me do it.
Randy, we're going to let Randy do it.
We'll buy the two of each.
No, I got it. Just
let me do it.
Did you hear him? Randy,
we're going to let you take care of this.
Okay.
Right. I got it.
And on that
note. I got the stuff sitting
on that note, we're going to wrap things up, but I want you to get ready.
Somebody's calling her.
Nobody's calling. My vagina is saying goodbye right now. Now it's time to say goodbye. But anyway.
So
Johnny, do the outro.
Wait, before I do the outro, you have to try 1940s Brewery. Because 1940s Brewery, you got the freshest beer on Long Island, right out in Holbrook, New York.
It'll pair well with what?
With a great cigar.
From Goodfellas Cigar
in Medford, New York.
Exactly. So check out 1940 Brewery, Holbrook, New York, 1337 Lincoln Highway. Check them out. Go see Charlie. Tell them the Mayhem sent you, and enjoy your fresh brewed beer. Awesome.
Can it be used as lube for my vagina?
It could be.
Oh, more.
With a 360 camera?
With a 360
camera.
The beer and the cigar? Hey, you know,
oh,
for
my,
the night.
We're in the bin.
But
business.
You know what? I'd like to thank everybody. Geneva for putting together some great songs.
Yes, thank you so much.
And everybody that stuck with us through all the problems we had tonight. Next week, we'll be back in full force. No problems, we promise you.
Yeah, don't be promising anything.
Don't promise nothing. We can't deliver.
We can deliver.
Okay.
No, that's it.
And on that note,
we'd like to say 877.